Okay, good morning all. You're up to Perek Beis Mishneh Hey of Maseches Chagiga. From now until the end of the Masechta, we are going to be dealing with a lot of halachos as they apply to Tumah and Tahara. In particular, as you'll see, the discussion that we're going to jump into requires a knowledge of five basic levels of things that are from holy, least holy to most holy. So just to quickly review those five things. So chulin is like the lowest level of holiness. That's ordinary food. Maaser Sheni, that's the tithe that the farmer used to separate from their crops and they used to eat in Yerushalayim, or you could redeem that for money as well. Truma, that's the portion of crop that was given to a Kohen. Kodesh, so that's like a sacrifice, so you eat that food. Mechatas would be the fifth and the highest level, which is like water that was mixed with the ashes of the paraduma that they used to purify people and utensils and things like that when they came into contact with a dead body. Okay, so those are the five different levels. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Notlin layadayim lechulin olamayaser uvletruma. We have to wash our hands. In other words, we have to pour water from a cup onto our hands to prepare ourselves for eating bread that is chulin. For eating bread or produce that is Maaser Sheni, or for handling truma, Kodesh Matbilin. But when preparing our hands to eat Kodesh, which is like sacrificial meat, so we have to immerse our hands in a mikveh at that point. Using just a cup is not good enough. Ulechatas, when it comes to handling the chatas water, right, this water that was mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, so im nitmeu yadav nitma gufo, if a person's hands became Tamei, what do you mean? So his hands became Tamei midirabanan by touching some sort of tuma. So therefore we say that his entire body becomes tummy and he has to go into a mikveh. He has to put his entire body into a mikveh before he can handle the schatas water. Okay, that was Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav. So Mishnah Vav deals with different levels of immersion. So if I immerse, the basic rule of the Mishnah is going to be, if I immerse for something low level, and that was my sole intention, when I come out, I am tahor, I am pure for that low level item, but I am not pure for the next level up. But if I do something for let's say level 3, which again we'll explain what all this means in a moment, but if I am total for level 3, then level 2, the lower one, is going to be good for that tefillah as well. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say in Mishnah Vav. HaTovel l'chulin v'huchsak l'chulin. If a person was tovel, he immersed himself in a mikvah for the purpose of being able to eat chulin, and he intended to make himself tohor for chulin. In this situation, asar l'mazir, he's forbidden to eat Maaser Sheni, right? He was total for level 1, so he's now he's allowed to eat for level 1, but he can't eat Maaser Sheni, which is the next level up, level 2. Tava lemaaser v'huchzak lemaaser. If he was tovel in the mikvah to eat Maaser Sheni, and he wanted to establish himself to be tahor for Maaser Sheni, asur l'truma, he's forbidden to eat truma, which is level 3, unless he is, again, tovel for truma. Tovel l'truma, v'chzak l'truma, if he sold himself for the purpose of eating truma, he intended to make himself tahor just for truma, asur l'kodesh, he's forbidden to eat kodesh, right, the sacrificial meat, until he goes again to the mikvah. Tovel l'kodesh, v'chzak l'kodesh, if a person went to the mikvah for kodesh, and he wanted to establish himself to be tahor for kodesh, also the chatas, he's forbidden to handle the chatas water unless he goes to the mikvah once more for the chatas water. Tava lechamor mutar lakal. However, so in all these situations, you were tovel for the mega thing, and therefore you still need to go again for the more chamor thing. But says the Mishnah, tava lechamor mutar lakal. If you go to the mikvah for a more chamor thing, for a more strict thing, then you're permitted to eat an item of lesser level of holiness than that. So again, you're tovel for level 3, then you can also eat or enjoy the level 2 item. Tava lelohochzak. Let's say a person went to the mikvah. What do you mean he went to the mikvah? Meaning he went to take a bath, but not to make himself tahor at all. Ki'ilu lo tava. Says the Mishnah, it's as if he basically didn't go to the mikveh at all regarding eating things that are of holiness. Of course, though, the first time I explained, it's obvious that this immersion does allow him to eat chulin because you don't need any sort of intention. If you go to the mikveh, you take a bath for chulin. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, we'll continue with Mishnah Zion, but for now, we'll stop right here.